Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, L-Y-M-A.life. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS. Who else wants free vitamin D for an entire year shipped straight to your door? That's right, my friends at Athletic Greens have your back with a special offer for Food Heals Nation. Check it out at athleticgreens.com/ food heals. And one tasty scoop of Athletic Greens has 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, including adaptogens, multivitamins, multiminerals, probiotics, green superfoods, and so much more. These all work together to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, increase your energy, increase your focus, help with digestion, and really support an overall healthy immune system. Check it out at athleticgreens.com/foodheals, and you'll also get 5 free travel packs so you can take them on planes, trains, and automobiles, and wherever your wanderlust heart desires. athleticgreens.com/foodheals.
Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Allison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In real cases, women have experienced a strong desire to stop asking their boyfriends if they look fat and stressed. If you experience any of these symptoms, post a selfie to Instagram immediately.
Welcome, Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. And in honor of Mother's Day last week, I've got a hot mama on the show for you today. That's right. It's Stephanie Dreyer, the Veg Mama. You're going to love Stephanie. She's a plant-based meal planning expert, founder of the Batch Cooking Club, which you can join at foodhealsnation.com/batch, B-A-T-C-H. This is a weekly plant-based meal prep membership, and she prides herself on helping busy vegan parents make dinner easier by providing weekly meal plans and recipes without time-consuming prep so that they can enjoy healthy homemade meals with their family without having to think about it. And I'm telling you, her recipes will make your mouth water. So get ready. I'm so excited to share this interview with you today. But first, Food Heals Nation, I am here hanging out with your girl, my girl, Ashley Fillingham. Say hello.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. So we wanted to briefly talk about Mother's Day because, well, Ashley, you're a mama.
I'm a mama.
And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you to two beautiful, amazing kids. They light me up.
Yes, they are. They're incredible. I mean, Mac is one of the funniest people. And I don't mean kids. She's one of the funniest people that I know.
And Parker's a creative. And I think he's got an entrepreneur spirit.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're brilliant kids. So you're a mama, and Mother's Day was a couple of days ago, so I know we're late on the show, but one of the things that we were talking about is like your mom is no longer with us. My mom is no longer with us. So we're talking about how to honor them. If you're listening, Food Heals Nation, and you're missing a mom or a dad on the holidays, we just wanted to like give a shout out to our moms and talk about some memories. Because I think one of the hardest things when you don't have someone in your life is often people don't ask about them and you want to talk about them. So Ashley and I were talking about memories of our parents. I was like, let's put this on the show. And if you have a memory of your parent that you want to share, email it to me, post it on social media, anything, because we want to remember these people in our lives that meant so much to us. So I'm going to give a cheers right now to my mama, Patricia Ann Dowdy. Bigger. Cheers, Mama. I love you. And let's cheers your mama, too.
Cheers to Irma Jean Meeks Fillingham.
What a name.
Right?
Why do they both have four names? That's interesting.
Well, we have to honor that maiden name. That's part of the journey, right?
Yeah. My mom had four names. So she was Patricia Ann Dowdy, and then she added Bigger, but she never dropped the Dowdy. Mm-hmm. Is that what your mom did?
She was Irma Jean.
Irma Jean.
Right.
Is that a hyphenated Irma Jean?
Yeah, she went by Irma in real life, but it's a Southern thing, right?
Yeah.
I knew when she said Ashley K, I was in trouble.
Oh, shoot.
Girl.
Okay. All right, Ashley K, well, tell me a little bit about your mom, because I'm going to be talking to Stephanie later today about cooking. Did your mom cook?
Did my mom cook?
I knew there was a story here.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So we were that family. I think I was maybe first or second grade, and we got the microwave.
Oh, that was a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was a major investment, a major purchase. It took up half the kitchen.
Oh, really?
You know. And my mom never cooked again.
Oh, dear.
She did later. Later in life, she really enjoyed cooking, but it was still really hard to eat. But cooking was just not her talent.
Yeah.
And so she got this microwave and she was busy. She was a working mom. She was going to grad school at night. You know, she was doing a lot of things. And so here comes the microwave. And I remember she would get like three vegetables and each of them would be in cardboard boxes and she would microwave it
in the cardboard box.
You'd peel back the corner, put the cardboard box in the microwave with whatever supposed vegetable nonsense was in there. And then she'd pull it out of the microwave, but you know, you got two more to go. So you want the other one to stay hot. Mm-hmm. So she'd put the clothespin, she had a wooden clothespin and she'd close it up so the heat wouldn't escape. And it was that. We would eat that, and she'd cut off a slice of rainbow ham. I called it rainbow ham. Remember that nasty ham? It looked like it was rainbow, it was gross. Just gross. Okay, there was a sheen to it. It was just processed and nasty. And this is what we ate. Bless her. On a special night, do you want to know what she cooked? This was her specialty.
Okay.
I want to know. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. You cut up iceberg lettuce.
Oh, boy. This is not starting out well.
This is not going well. You saute it with a can of peas.
Okay.
And a can of mushrooms.
Alrighty.
Bless Irma. It just wasn't her skill set. So, yeah. Yeah.
So she didn't pass on the cooking gene to you. So how are you as a mom cook?
Girl.
See, I already know the answer. But.
You already know. You already know this story. So the kids still make fun of me for the day that I almost set the house on fire because I was in my health journey, right? So yes. I had learned that you can roast a vegetable. And you're good, right? So I was roasting asparagus.
Roasting, not putting in the microwave.
Let's clarify. No, please, okay. No microwave. Avoid the microwave at all costs for all the reasons. Mm-hmm. Do your research.
That's a whole other topic.
So I was roasting asparagus, and I went upstairs to get a shower thinking I had 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, these were not big asparagus, and the kids start screaming and I open up the oven and there's literally flames coming out of the oven. I can't even roast asparagus.
So the asparagus caught on fire did you get in the shower?
About halfway in the shower.
How old were the kids?
Oh, they were young. Young enough to be traumatized enough that they still talk about the day that mommy almost set the house on fire trying to roast asparagus. So, yeah, I didn't have good training in the kitchen. I'm not that mom.
You probably need Stephanie's Batch Cooking Club. Her interview is up next, so I will make sure that you get all the access to that information.
Pretty sure I need some serious training in this department. Okay, tell me about your mom.
Well, my mom, she would cook, but I would say she was better than your mom, but not as good as like a Leslie Durso or something that. Like not a chef. But her favorite meal to make was stir fry. So I remember, I still have an affinity for snow peas or snap peas. Like they're one of my favorite foods to this day, and it's because she put them in everything. It was always rice, snow peas, and whatever veggies I remember onions and definitely asparagus, whatever veggies on hand, some rice. And back then we ate chicken. So now today I still make the same exact recipe. It's just one of the easiest things to make. But back then I thought it was super special, but now I'm like, oh, this is really easy.
You make great stir fry.
I know this. Thank you. Yeah. And I have my little rice cooker, and no, I do not use the microwave for any of it. But yeah, she would make that. That was like the go-to meal. I would always have friends over, and I feel like we were just always having, I remember stir fry after soccer practice, people would just come over because you can make it in bulk and it can last a long time and feed a lot of people, and it's not that expensive. So it's really easy, and you just, you know, stir fry the vegetables. Make, if you know how to make rice or if you have a good rice cooker, rice, quinoa, that as a base is one of my, I didn't have quinoa growing up, I discovered that later, but yeah, that's just a simple meal that my mom would make that I still make to this day. And the best thing I did to honor her on Mother's Day was I found all of her jewelry. I'm so grateful that the jewelry box made it from California to Florida, because I don't remember if I shared on the show, but some of my boxes that I shipped from California to Florida never made it. And so I'm so grateful that I had the wherewithal to put her jewelry box in the car with me and bring it with me. So special. I had a little bit of a panic the other day because I've been starting to realize what didn't make it. Because I think of something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have that anymore because it must have been in a box. So I had a freak out about the jewelry box, and thank goodness I found it. And
I'm so glad.
Yes. And it wasn't easy to find. It wasn't hard to find, I mean. And I went through and I put on her ring and her bracelet and her earrings. And yeah, that's how I chose to honor her, was just to wear some of her jewelry and kind of just feel like she was with me. And,
oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. And then I know Ashley and I, we play the song game. So I, if you guys don't know what this is, Ashley.
It's the best game.
Okay. Tell your version of it.
Okay. So every time I drive to the beach, I get to the bridge, which is maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I know that I've arrived because I'm going over this long bridge and it's beautiful and there's water everywhere.
So let's go back. You're driving from Atlanta to the beach. So you've just had this long drive and you're about to be at the bridge that basically takes you to the beach. So it's like the last moment of, and it's always beautiful over that water there.
Oh, it's just sort of like this sigh of, okay, I'm here and it's just going to be a beautiful experience. And I have this ritual where I hit shuffle on my playlist and I ask my guides, give me three songs and let the first one and the third one really speak to me.
Mm.
And it is, number one, it's just fun. Number two, it's incredible what I get, the messages that I get on the way here. It's just fun. So you did it.
Mm-hmm. I did it on Mother's Day. I was driving to a Mother's Day brunch to celebrate another mother. And I did the same thing that you do when you come over the bridge. And I was like, okay, Mom, give me a song. And I was thinking it would be one of our songs because, you know, you have those special songs. My mom and I had Jewel, Who Will Save Your Soul. I don't know why, but she loved that one.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. And we used to listen to it going to the beach, our beach in North Carolina. And so I was kind of thinking it would be that song. And it was not that song. So it was so weird because I just played it on my phone. I just hit shuffle, you know, give me a song. And you know how the phone Bluetooth connects to your car? And so your car will actually show you what's playing the title. And I didn't even know that there was a song named this in my phone. But the song said, or the screen on the car said, Alice in Wonderland. And I was like, whoa, that's cool. Because growing up, I always related to Alice in Wonderland because it's Allison, and you know how your name is like music to your ears, so anytime someone would reference Alice in Wonderland, I always thought I was Alice, like Allison Wonderland, like it was just my thing, like I was Alice in Wonderland. So I thought my last name was Wonderland, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I, for the longest time, I didn't know it was Alice space in, I thought it was Allison Wonderland. Yeah, so for the longest time, that's what I thought when I was really little.
That could be your stage name.
Right. Oh, my God. And so that gets to the point of what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So the song, it's literally, it was like, hey, everybody, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Allie, everybody. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Sorry to curse. And I think it was like Alec Baldwin's voice. And I was like, what is going on? Alec Baldwin is like announcing Allie to the stage, everyone. Like, I was so confused. Then I realized it was from the movie with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and her name in that film is Allie.
Oh.
And so it was just an excerpt from the soundtrack where, like, I think it's Alec Baldwin. I actually need to check. Where he's like, Allie, everybody. And they're like, woo. And then she starts singing the song. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. Because, you know, the guitar that's sitting in our studio right now, that's my mom's. That's one thing I also brought, obviously. Because my mom was very, very musical. And as much as I love everything I do with writing and podcasting, you know, I'm a karaoke whore and I love to sing, but like, I really want to do with more with music and I don't really know how, but I think it was just her message like, hey, what are you doing? Do some music. Cause it was like Allie to the stage, everyone, you know?
That's what the song said, Allie to the stage.
That's what it was like, Allie, everyone. And it was like, woo, and it was clapping because it was a part of the movie soundtrack.
Oh.
Because the Lady Gaga's name is Allie. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. And I don't even know the song is in my phone. Then later, I tried to search on my phone, and there's nothing called Alice in Wonderland in my phone. So I am just like, what? Thanks, Mom, but I don't know. I have to look this up.
We get messages in the most amazing types of ways. I love that for you.
Alec, in 5 seconds. Four, three.
And two, go four. One. Dissolve four and cue Alec.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alec.
My name is Dallas. I'll keep looking, go on the land. My
All right, Food Heals Nation, I want you to play the shuffle game with your songs.
Yes.
And ask for guidance.
Yeah, and tell us what you got. And if you want to post a memory about your mom or any loved one, you know, feel free to use our Facebook group, because I think one of the hardest things about not having someone in your life is not getting the opportunity to talk about them. And so if you want the opportunity to talk about a loved one, use the Facebook group or email us info@foodhealsnation.com, and we'll honor your mom too, or your dad, or your brother, your sister, or any loved one. I just say that because I feel like I don't get enough opportunities to talk about my parents. And maybe if you listen to my show, you're like, Allie, all you do is talk about them. But guess what? It heals me.
And I'm so excited for Stephanie's episode, because I can imagine her kids years from now talking about their mom in the kitchen making these beautiful meals for them, but having planned ahead so much that she's present with them.
Yes, that's such a good point, because what Stephanie teaches is really all about time-saving hacks so that you're not slaving away in the kitchen for 2 hours for a 20-minute meal with your frantic life and kids and husband and all of that. She really teaches meal prep so well and so inexpensively so that you can just have a meal ready in 20 minutes every night, which sounds undoable, but she teaches us how to do it. So I'm really excited for that.
My mama had a meal ready in 20 minutes every night.
Let me rephrase. A healthy plant-based meal ready without a microwave.
Hey, everyone. There.
Hey. And we're not shaming you if you use a microwave, but if you want to make real food and real good food and real healthy whole food, Stephanie will teach you how to do it microwave free. So let's go ahead and roll it. But I just want to say, Ashley, happy Mother's Day. You're my big sister. You're my best friend. And you've been like a mother to me when I've needed you. So thank you.
I love you, girl.
Love you, babe. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
She's a plant-based meal planning expert and the founder of Batch Cooking Club, who helps busy vegan parents make dinner easier. Please welcome the Veg Mama, Stephanie Dreyer, to the show.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to have you. I'm so glad Leslie Durso, our mutual friend, connected us. And I love what you're up to.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here and share a little bit more.
Yes. So I would love to start out and just ask you, like, what's a Veg Mama?
Well, it's actually Veg Mama, which everybody, I know, no one ever knows what to say. Veg like vegan. And a Veg Mama is a vegan mama. Basically, when I went vegan, I was looking for support and community, because I'm the only vegan in my social circle and family. And they were all getting sick of hearing all about how great veganism was and how great I felt and all this yummy food. So I went online to build this community, and I was like, I want to be Veg Mama. I'm a vegan mama. And VEGMAMA was taken. So I thought, well, you know what? That's kind of VEG looks like Veg Mama. So I'm going to just do it phonetically like it sounds, VEEG. So that's kind of the evolution of my handle and my social media presence and online community.
Perfect. There's always a good story behind where the name comes from. So I love that.
Right? There is.
Okay. So you do a lot. You have the cooking club, the Batch Cooking Club. You've got books on Amazon. You've been featured on Veg News, Men's Journal, LA Times, World of Vegan, all these amazing places. And you have a family who you cook for who's not all plant-based. So I know we have a lot to talk about today, but what got you started on the journey to going plant-based?
Well, I went vegetarian first for the animals. It's always been about the animals for me. And I was vegetarian 5 years. I kind of have like a windy road to my veganism. I was vegetarian for 5 years, all through my first pregnancy. I was 8 months pregnant with my second daughter, and then I started craving meat. And for whatever reason, I became very disconnected from the animals. And when I went vegetarian, I was like, very connected. There were a couple of experiences that happened that just woke me up to like, wait, this isn't right that we're treating animals like this. And so I look back when I was pregnant with my second daughter eating meat, started to eat meat because I had the craving. And I have I have a little bit of shame, a lot of shame actually, about how I became disconnected. And I try to give myself grace for like, okay, it's a journey and, you know, meet myself where I am. But I, for whatever reason, I became disconnected and I started eating meat again. until I had my third child, my final child, and they're all about 3 years apart. So this is about 4 years later, because he was just about a year and I was nursing him and he was just starting to wean. He was just at that point where he's starting to wean. And I was feeling really disconnected and uncomfortable in my body. And I don't mean like I needed to lose weight, which I probably did because I had a, you know, I had a year, a 12-month-old baby. But it was deeper than that. You know, it was really deeper and I was not feeling good. So that's all I can say is I just didn't feel good. And I was really searching for answers like, what do I need to do? And my sister happened to be reading The Kind Diet by Alicia Silverstone. She recommended it to me.
Remember?
It was such, yep. I mean, I recommend it all the time. And she's actually, she wasn't vegan or vegetarian. She was just doing a cleanse and really just the messages resonated. And I was on vacation with my family, with my husband and three kids. And I was nursing him, reading this book, and I became completely just like woke. Like I was like woken up from this spell or whatever that I was under of and made aware of the realities of dairy farming, the atrocities of dairy farming. And I connected with Mama Cow as a nursing mom. I connected with her and that was it for me. Overnight, I went vegan and it's been 11 years now. And my family was like, wait, what is going on? What do you mean you won't have the pizza tonight, Mom? I mean, it was that intense. Like I was like, I'm done. I'm not, this is like, I was so traumatized, I think, for Mama Cow. And to this day, like, I just thought, I think, why do people not see this like the way I see it? Like, it was so intense for me, the connection. And I haven't looked back since. And this, mind you, I was vegetarian for 5 years because I couldn't go vegan because I couldn't give up cheese or dairy, and specifically cheese. and now I'm, and it's like, obviously now today, like, oh my God, the vegan cheese is way better than dairy cheese. So yeah, that's my story. It was very intense. It was very dramatic. I think like, I don't recommend going vegan overnight, especially when you have small children and a husband who's not going with you. but I, here I am. We've made it 11 years stronger. You know, here I am. And I'm still vegan, much to the surprise, I think, to a lot of my family and friends thought it was going to be just a phase. And here it has been like my passion and my turned into my career.
Right, exactly. My story is actually similar. It was based on a book. I was on an airplane reading. Do you remember when Skinny Bitch came out? I think that was before.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm reading that book. I get off the plane. I'm going to meet my ex-husband's parents for the first time, family. Okay, so this is a while ago. And meeting them for the first time, we go to dinner and it was an Italian restaurant and I ordered chicken parm. Like that was just what I knew what to get at an Italian restaurant. Right after I ordered it, I was like, what am I doing? I just read Skinny Bitch in it. And it had totally rocked my world because of the way that they explain the animal abuse and the way that these things were affecting our bodies. And, you know, I had lost my parents to cancer, which set me on the path to holistic health and healing and learning that the most anti-cancer diet was plant-based. And I was sitting there at dinner and I couldn't even concentrate on like meeting the family because I was like, I got to change my order. So I had to get up at the restaurant and I went and changed my order. I don't remember what I ordered, probably a dumb salad or something like at a steakhouse where they were, or an Italian restaurant where they're like, what? And I remember his uncle was like, what did you just go over there and do? And I was like, I changed my order. And they're like, why? And I was like, I can't explain it. I'm not in a place to cohesively explain why I did what I just did, but I never ate chicken again. It was just, and I had already given up red meat as a child. So this was like the next, you know, transition in my evolution towards being fully plant-based, which I wasn't yet at the time. Maybe I still ate cheese. I don't even remember, but it was reading that book and going, I can't do this anymore. And I'm with you. It didn't happen for me overnight. It was a slow transition, but that one was overnight where I was like, I can never eat this again.
Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. And then I felt like, you know, like I said, it was all for the animals, but then you learn how great it is for your body, how good you feel. You learn how great it is for the planet. I couldn't come up with a reason not to do it. You know, it was all so positive.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I know that, you know, going back to what you said earlier about like having shame around, oh, going back and eating meat. And we're not here to shame anyone. We're just here to say if this is something that you're interested in doing, it can change your life like it's changed mine and like it's changed yours. And I would love to hear more about, you know, how you help people, because there's so many people out there who I know personally who want to go more plant-based. And even if they're not going to do it every day for the rest of their life, they want to make more plant-based meals for their families. But my girlfriend in North Carolina that I grew up with recently said this exact quote to me. She said, Allie, I want to be more plant-based. She's like, but I think it's cost prohibitive. I think it's more expensive. I think there's more meal prep and I think it takes longer. And so I have three kids. I don't know how to do it. And of course I'm like, read this cookbook, read that. But I would love to hear your advice because you're an expert on this. And I'm not. I'm not an expert meal prepper. I know how to do certain things well, but it's not my forte. So I would love to give advice to people like her who are just like, I want to eat more plant-based. I want to feed the three kids and the hubby more plant-centered meals, but I don't know how, or it's too expensive.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely relate to her, you know, her feelings. And I hear it a lot from my members and the clients that I work with. And I will say, obviously, I'm going to say this, it is absolutely possible. And the key is to make your meal prep and your first thing is to plan to eat. And second is to make your meal prep work for you, not against you. And I think a lot of people who find it that it's intimidating because they're, you know, when you eat a whole, like I eat a whole foods plant-based diet. Sure, you could do the, you know, there's just as many junk food vegan foods as there are junk food, non-vegan foods. So if you're eating a whole foods diet, whether it's vegan or not vegan, you're going to have to do meal prep, right? I would say whether if you're trying to eat healthy on any type of diet. So I would say, you know, I would first advise people to kind of reach within and think about like what type of food, whether it's vegan or not, like what type of diet and meals do you want to eat? Because if you're trying to eat healthier, you're doing meal prep, and doing vegan meal prep versus the other meal prep is not more time intensive. And I actually think I save money not buying meat and the others, you know, so of course you can spend more money. There are definitely when you're buying organic and fresh and all this, but there are ways to save and buy in bulk and do all that. So anyway, my approach to helping people is I have a 5-step system that literally evolved out of my challenge and daily struggle to feed my family. And it didn't come overnight. It was perfected over several years and I still use it. It's what I use every week with my own family as well as in my membership. And I started to tell you a little bit, it starts with planning to eat. So like anything that's worth doing that you want to, you know, be successful at, you commit to it and you have to plan for it. You have to put it in your calendar. So I have three things that I, you know, commit to doing every week. I make dates with myself. I try to make it a fun, happy thing. I, you know, have a date to meal plan every week. You know, Thursday nights, I set aside a half hour to make my meal plan for the family. I set aside time on Fridays after work to go to the grocery store. And I set aside time on Sundays, a 2-hour block to meal prep. And there's a lot of different ideas and definitions about batch cooking and meal prep. So let me share my approach as a busy working mama with three kids. I love to cook, by the way. I've always loved to cook and I enjoy cooking. But at the end of a long day, the last thing I want to do is spend 45 minutes to an hour in the kitchen making dinner, even though I want to sit down and have a homemade lovely meal with my family. So how do I make that happen, right? Like it's not that I don't want to cook. It's just that I want to do it in about 20 to 30 minutes. So that's my approach. So how do you do that? I commit to spending 2 hours, not 5 hours or even more on the weekend prepping everything for the week. What I do is I make my meal plan work for me. I look at my schedule. When I sit down to do my meal plan, I look at my schedule and I say, okay, how much time do I have for dinner prep each night? And then I also do this with breakfast and lunch, but I'll just take dinner because it's something that we probably all focus on more than anything. And I look at how much time I have each day to dinner prep. And I block that off and then I put that in my calendar, by the way, again, I'm planning to prep, planning to eat. And then based on the amount of time I have each night for that particular week, I select meal ideas and recipes that are going to work for me. So for example, I just did my meal plan last night, so I was fresh in my head. On Tuesday, we always do tacos in my house, Taco Tuesday. But my son has a baseball game at 4:30, and that's going to go until 7 o'clock. So it would be really easy for me to say, oh, we're going to pick up Chipotle on the way home or whatever, you know, fast food, you know, whatever. Sure, instead plan to prep the taco filling on Sunday when I do my regular meal prep as one of my recipes that I'm going to batch cook. And so when I come home at 7 with the kids, I'll just have to heat that up and put some toppings on the table and heat up some tortillas. You know, we'll eat by 7:30, which is about, my kids are a little older, so we usually eat around 7 or 7:30 anyway. So that's an example of making it work for me. And I look at my schedule, I pick about 6-ish recipes for me, I have found is the sweet spot in my membership. It's usually 4 to 6 recipes. And I can, because I'm an expert at this and I do it all the time, I can actually go up to 8 recipes in 2 hours, depending on the type of recipe.
That's but pretty impressive, I'm just going to say.
Well, I mean, and it's like, you know, you've got stuff, several things going on at the same time, right? So it's like you get skilled at, okay. And that's, you know, actually, that's what I do in Batch Cooking Club, is I tell you how to prep it so that you can do, you know, 4 to 6 things at the same time. Like you're going to do this first, and while that's simmering, you're going to get this done. And while that's braising or marinating, you're going to do this. And so that's part of the membership, is I spell that out for you so you don't have to think about it. But so anyway, back to the batch cooking, that session on Sunday or whatever day you decide to do it, that ends up being the 4 to 6 things, whether it's a full soup that I make or a casserole and 2 dressings and some, you know, rice, whatever those 4 to 6 recipes are, they are to add to the during the week to speed up dinner during the week. They're to help me get the meal on the table quicker. And that has been like life changing for me. And it comes rather intuitively to me. And I realized that it wasn't so much for other people. And that's kind of what led me onto this path, was this struggle of trying to feed my family, especially with non-vegans in the house. My oldest went vegetarian on her own about 5 years ago. She can't give up the cheese either, like I couldn't. And we'll see. I was still hoping that, you know, she's gonna come have my enlightenment some point.
Well, has she tried Miyoko's? Because that might change her life.
She loves Miyoko's. She loves Miyoko's, but she loves her grilled cheeses, and she just doesn't like. I love the Violife cheeses, but she doesn't like it. So anyway, but she does love Tree Line. She loves Miyoko's. Like, she definitely has had her share of vegan cheese.
There are so many good ones now. It's amazing.
There are. We are so lucky. We are so, so lucky.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's, you know, that's the system that I just kind of walked you through right now, that mindset. That's what my membership is based on. That's what I help my members and my clients do. I will help them create a meal plan, like a template, if they need that extra help, if they need more than just the membership, where I set them up with, okay, here's your, you know, 4 dinners for the week. I give you 4 dinners, and then I give you those 4 to 6 recipes to prep on the weekend to speed up those dinners. But if you need more help than that, to actually carve out, okay, well, where do I put those 4 dinners, and what do I cook on the other 3 nights, and what about breakfast and lunch? I help, you know, clients do that too, to kind of just make a plan so it takes the thinking out of it. And I think that's the thing I've taken away, is I, as a busy mom, I don't want to have to think about it. Again, like, I love to cook. I love the time I sit down with my family to a home-cooked meal, knowing that food is my love language. So knowing that I put that together, I feel like a rock star. You know, when I get every night when we have dinner together, I'm like, yes, we're sitting down, I did it. And I feel like $1 million. But you do have to like plan for it, and you have to make the commitment to it. And it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be hard though, is what I wanted to say. And as I was struggling to figure out how to make this work, I realize I don't want to think about all the things. I think about, make so many decisions a day. If I can just spend 30 minutes once a week figuring out the plan, doing the grocery list, and figuring out what I'm going to prep on the weekend, then I don't have to think about this anymore during the week. I literally just show up in my kitchen during my dinner prep time And it's, you know, I've got the food in the fridge. I've got what I need prepped. And I know, I just looked at my paper and go, oh, that's right. We're having tacos tonight. It's that simple. So for me, it relieved a lot of stress. It was good for my mental health. It was good for my family's mental health because mom wasn't stressed out and hurrying around. And I want to bring that to other people. That's why I started my membership. I wanted to make that kind of dinner transformation possible for other families, especially those struggling with families who maybe were mixed with vegan and non-vegan or just plant-based in general, just to help support, you know, or help us be successful on our journeys. So that's the evolution of where I am today and with Batch Cooking Club.
Well, I love that. And I'm definitely feeling inspired to do more meal planning and meal prep because you do make it sound so lovely. Just be like, oh, it's taco night. No problem. Like, that sounds awesome. So tell me about some of your favorite go-to meals that, you know, you can do pretty quickly and pretty easily that also taste delicious. Like you mentioned the tacos. Like, what are some other examples? There's some beautiful recipes on your Instagram. I'd just love to know some of your favorites.
Oh, thank you. Well, okay, I can share some of my family's favorite. One of my favorite meal idea in general is a food bar, especially if you've got either allergies in your family or mixed eaters, plant-based, non-plant-based, because you can make one meal. Like, that's the other thing. I was tired of making multiple meals to feed me and my vegetarian and my other, and I had a son. My son was gluten-free for a while, so it was like crazy in my house. Everybody needed something different. So so I realized this idea of a food bar was a win-win because I could make one meal and everyone was eating the same thing, but everyone could customize it to their own preference. And it also gave control back to the kids over what they put on their plate, which was also a win because then they tended to eat more vegetables and try new things. And they had more control over what was going on in their plate. So tacos is a great one. And a food bar, if you're not familiar with that, is just basically what it sounds like. It's like, think of a salad bar, but with any kind of a meal. So tacos, for example, it's a taco bar. And at the beginning, when I first went vegan, we had the taco, the bean filling, and then we had the turkey filling that my dad made for us. And we had all the, you know, I made the homemade pico de gallo, the guacamole, all the toppings, right? But so then you could choose which filling and what toppings, and everybody was eating the same thing. Over time, the kids are like, Mom, we don't really need the turkey. We like your bean filling. You don't need to make that anymore. So you never know what's going to happen when you also serve foods like that, because when you keep introducing them, that, you know, your kids are very resilient, and not even that was something to be resilient about, but they're, you know, open to new things, even though they might at first be hesitant. So I found it's a win-win with the food bars. And so the other one that they love is sushi bowls. And we do marinated tofu. You can either buy it in the store or just marinate your own, meal prep it on the weekend and bake it, chop it up. And I will make a big pot of sushi rice, and I put out the rice, the tofu, maybe some edamame, and all the veggies. We have, you know, this one likes cucumbers, this one likes carrots, this one likes green onions. Like, so I just go to town with all the vegetables and have a little bit of teriyaki or tamari on the table, some sesame seeds, some nori, you know, and just kind of let everyone make their own bowl. So that's another like big favorite in my house. And then I'm half Italian and half Spanish. So there's like some kind of family-ish recipes I've kind of veganized over the years and have become some of my favorites. One is lasagna. I love making lasagna. That's one of our faves. And so is enchiladas. I have a bean and potato enchilada with salsa verde that I do an enchilada sauce. Super simple, by the way. But so delicious, which is my type of meal, simple and delicious.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. We made a vegan lasagna the other night and it was so good. Sorry, my dog is barking. It was so good. And my boyfriend and I are cooking every night together, and he is not plant-based, but I am. And so he's eating all these vegan meals with me. And he was like, this filling, just like you said, your kids said, this filling is so good that any of my friends would eat this and not bat an eye. Like, this is so delicious. So it's like finding those recipes that make anyone satisfied and happy with their meal. And it's not as hard as you would think.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I'm hanging out here with Tina, and we wanted to talk to you today about gut health because we could not both agree more that it is the fundamental way to heal yourself is to heal your gut. So Tina, I would love to hear from you about spore-based probiotics and why Just Thrive Health is different.
Yeah, so the biggest difference is its ability to survive the gastric system. Most probiotics would die by the time they got to the intestines. They're very sensitive organisms. The spore-based probiotics actually have the ability to naturally survive the gastric system and get to the intestines alive. And as a result, we see some pretty compelling results from people with way less gas and bloating, you know, more regular bowel movements and supporting their immune system, all these great factors that our gut is so responsible for, that those are the types of things people are seeing.
Yeah. And I mean, why not take a probiotic that works? You have told me before that very often the store-bought probiotics that are stored in the fridge, they need to be cold. And so when you swallow them, they're probably dying inside of you. And so you're wasting your money on those type of vitamins. So I'm really excited to have Just Thrive Health as a staple in my diet, but talk to us a little bit about like how we can absorb these vitamins in a way that you can't absorb others.
Well, the biggest problem with most probiotics, like I said, is just the ability to survive the gastric system. I mean, it is literally, they are dying by, you know, just going through the gastric system. And so ours actually get there 100% alive. And then they stay there for about 21 to 28 days, where most probiotics would just pass through the intestines. And so that's a really big distinguishing factor. And then they also produce antioxidants, which is really critical for supporting the intestinal cell wall.
So important. Okay. Thank you so much for breaking that down. JustThriveHealth.com. Get all your probiotic needs and more. Use the discount code FOODHEALS15. You'll save 15%. Thank you so much for that, Tina.
You bet.
Okay, so those are some of your favorite recipes, and they can follow you on Instagram to learn some of those. You've got Veg Mama and you've got Batch Cooking Club. So start there, Food Heals Nation, if you just want to get a taste of what we've been talking about. I know my mouth is personally watering right now. I was like, this all sounds so
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. And so you've got the Batch Cooking Club. And so tell me, I know you mentioned like what you get out of it, but tell me more about like how to get into it, what you do on a weekly basis. Can you connect with other members? Like, how does that all work?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So it's an annual membership where you get stuff, you get plans every week. So you get a dinner plan and a prep plan every week with four dinner recipes, and then a prep plan with 4 to 6 recipes to prep on the weekend to speed up those dinners during the week. And the prep plan gives you the equipment you need, then, you know, like the tools, tells you all that stuff that you're going to need, which is never crazy stuff. It's just, you know, cutting board, knife, that kind of stuff. And then I also outline what storage containers you're going to need, so you know exactly, you know, how much space you're going to need to carve out in your fridge. And then it gives you a step-by-step plan, literally like, okay, preheat your oven first. Next, you're going to do this. And while this is boiling, you're going to marinate this. So again, take the thinking out of it. It also includes a grocery list, which I know a lot of people like. And then we also have a private members only Facebook community where there's a lot of connection, and I do live weekly calls. We have fun stuff. I've got like a fun contest and things always going on because I love my members so much and I just want to inspire and cheer them on. So I'm always trying to come up with new ways to support them. And you have full access to me. You know, I love talking about meal prep and helping with these challenge. I know how challenging it is to feed a family, and I just don't want people to suffer the way that I struggled. And so I try to make myself as available as possible in the group, outside the group. I always tell them, just DM me if you have a question, if you're at the store. Oh, and we also give you an ingredient substitution guide, speaking of feeding a family and the challenges go with that. As I mentioned, my son was had a gluten allergy for a little bit, or we thought he did. So all of our recipes that I create, they have our alternatives for gluten, soy, nuts, and oil-free. So if you're following those diets, I always give you options. And then I have an ingredient substitution guide that gets updated every week. So basically for every recipe in our plans, there is an alternative suggestion so that if your kid doesn't like broccoli, or you don't have that at your grocery store that week, or if you, forgot to get it in your pantry, you don't have it, I give you some alternatives to, again, take the thinking out of it and cover you, even if it's an ingredient. So I've tried to think of everything to support you. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was there anything else? I think that covers it. What else would you want? So awesome. Tell me what else you'd want.
I mean, it sounds good to me. It sounds like everything I would want, because it is so true. There are so many food allergies, food sensitivities. You know, people have celiac, or people are like, I want to be plant-based, but I also want to be healthy. And there's so much vegan junk food that it's really easy to go down that rabbit hole. And girl, I will try every vegan ice cream that comes on the market, every vegan cheese, don't get me wrong, but it's not necessarily a health food just because it's plant-based. And that's something that, as it gains popularity, it's so fun for us because we have more and more options, but it's also dangerous, right?
Yes, totally. I can relate to that for sure.
Like on your Instagram, you have, you know, your spinach artichoke dip, and you say, is it true or false that spinach artichoke dip is full of not so good for you ingredients? And you're like, false, and here's how to do it. And that's such a good way to get people to understand how to make these plant-based foods, the healthy versions that still taste good. So, I mean, you show on your Instagram how you can make it as a dip, and then you have these soft shells, stuffed shells that look absolutely divine. I'm like, I'm like, I got to make this. So
thank you. And they're so easy. They're so easy.
Yeah. I would love to hear more about like how to make something simple like this that can taste delicious and is also not going to be high calorie or high fat or break the bank. Like, let's bust some of those myths on how we can make plant-based eating healthy and inexpensive.
Exactly. I mean, so that is a great recipe. That's a new recipe I think my members are making this week, or next week. I think it was from this week's plan. I can't keep it straight. And that dip, my husband was like eating it with a spoon out of the fridge. It was like, oh my God, this dip is so good. And, you know, so that's an example of how to take stuffed shells, right? It seems like a very decadent meal with, you know, usually filled with cheese and then sauce and then more cheese and all this cream and whatever. So what I did is I used the spinach dip as the base, and you're prepping that spinach dip on the weekend. So it's all ready for you. So then when you come to make dinner, all you're doing is you're boiling the shells, spooning the dip or the spinach dip in the shells, putting it in a casserole dish, covering it with some marinara and I put some diced tomatoes in there, and it bakes for 10 minutes just to heat through. So it's like super, super simple. You could even make this, you could even cook the shells ahead of time as well. So you're just stuffing and putting it then in the dish. Super, super simple. There's no dairy in it. There's no, not good for you ingredients. It's fresh, tastes yummy. And I love that you can batch cook the dip. If you want to get even, fancier, you make a double batch of that dip and you can snack on it all week long too. So you've got a dinner and a snack.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It looks so good. I need to make this like ASAP, like yesterday. And so your whole thing is based on whole foods, but I want to talk about some swaps. Like, what are some of your favorite swaps? Like, instead of sour cream, you could either make it yourself or you could buy this brand. Like, what are some of your favorite healthy swaps that anyone can just go buy at the grocery store or make with a couple ingredients really easily?
Yeah. So I have some faves for sure. So yes. Kite Hill is my favorite for Greek yogurt. Like, if I'm making any kind, I love Mediterranean food. So if I'm making any kind of yogurt sauces, I go to Kite Hill. They have a great Greek yogurt that's vegan. That's my absolute favorite. And they also, I did a whipped feta last night with that. I used their feta and their Greek yogurt and whipped that up. And it was delish. That's a great example, actually, because my oldest daughter, Gabby, the vegetarian who doesn't like vegan cheese, was eating it. And she's like, Mom, did you use vegan feta for this? And I said, I sure did. And she was like, no, it doesn't even taste like it. It tastes like the real thing. And I was like, there you go. Yay, I won on that one.
Yes, nice.
So that's one of my favorites. Let me see, what else?
What about some milks?
Oh, milks. That's a good one. Okay, so I tend to go towards almond milk for baking. And then in like smoothies and stuff, I love Ripple because of the pea protein in it. And my husband and I also love oat milk. So that's like for if I'm making like a golden milk or like a cocoa or something like that, I like a more of a comfort like drink. warm drink. I love the oat milk for that.
It's really thick and creamy. It's so good.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, so those are some good milk swaps. And what about, do you make your own in the blender? Are you making cashew milk, anything like that?
You know, I have never made my own nut milk. And actually, our mutual friend, Leslie Durso, we were just talking about this. She's like, I cannot believe you buy almond milk. She's like, you can make this so easy. You got to stop doing it. And I was like, I know. And she's right. Like, I could totally do on my batch cook day. It would totally take me like 5 minutes to make this. So I'm going to need to follow her advice and save some money. And there's an idea, by the way, of a way to save money is that's an easy thing that you can make in bulk on the weekend and save money doing it. Right.
Right.
So if you make it yourself, I love to buy things in bulk, like nutritional yeast is, I go through that, like, you know, it's water. I put it in everything.
Oh,
I love it. I love it on popcorn. Yeah. I love it. So I buy that in bulk, you know, and I save a lot of money by doing that. Same with beans. I do buy a lot of canned beans. I don't make a ton of beans from scratch unless I'm making like a soup or a stew or something like that. And I'm okay with the cans. Like I know some people are worried about that. I just try to stick with a good brand. I'm not so good. You were saying, do I make it from scratch? I don't make a lot of milks from scratch or cheeses for that matter. I've tried making cheese before and I love it. It's just, that's a little labor intensive. I'd rather go buy my Miyoko's and call it a day.
I think it's just finding a balance of the things that are easy and fun to make from scratch and the things that you're just like, hey, you know what? No one does it better than Miyoko's, except Leslie probably does. And Yvonne's vegan cheese is
I love Yvonne. I just got a cake from her today for Mother's Day. I love her.
She's the best. Yeah. Her stuff, Leslie's stuff. I mean, these are the real, you know, from scratch people that just make everything divine. But not everyone has time for that, and that's fine. And so I think it's just finding that balance and what works for you, your family, and that type of thing. But yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. That was my treat to myself, buying myself a cake from her. I was like, that's what I want for Mother's Day, a cake from Yvonne.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I'm sitting here with my girls, Ashley Fillingham and Brittany Watkins. And, you know, we're talking about food. We're talking about your body. We're talking about shame. We're talking about some of the things that we have been trying to do to lose weight that aren't always working. But Brittany has some answers for us. And we've got some questions, right, Ash?
Yeah. So I want to know about emotional eating, that day where you just can't stop eating your feelings. And I know you've got systems and programs around this, so tell us more.
I have a free technique that I just want everybody in the world to have, and it seems kind of weird. It's a 9-point system that you can actually do to yourself. You can follow along with me in this free video. But what it does is it actually allows you in that moment when you're like, oh my God, I want the chocolate, but I shouldn't have it, but I want it, but I can't have it, and you're fighting with the food. It actually allows you to push the food away and, without using willpower, have absolutely no desire for it. It works in about 7 to 10 minutes, just depending on how fast you do the technique. But I give away the video for free and the technique for free just because I want people to have it because it actually works.
Ashley, do you have 10 minutes for that?
I have at least 30 minutes. Because we all have those days, right?
Absolutely.
It's just emotional and we're just going to solve it with, I don't know, a brownie or whatever the things are.
Usually,
you know?
Chocolate for me.
Yeah. And it makes it really hard to release weight if you're on a weight loss journey or fat loss journey, which I like to call it. It makes it really hard if you are struggling with food cravings and emotional eating and, you know, the food is sitting there and it's calling at you and, you know, you can't stick to your healthy eating plan, you know, and when you don't have to, and a lot of people think it's their fault. That's the other thing too, is a lot of people think it's my fault. I don't have good enough willpower. And it's actually not about willpower. It's about weight loss blockers. And weight loss blockers is also something that I talk about in the video, which is just basically your subconscious mind wants to eat the food and thinks it's protecting you from something. And so even if you tell yourself you're not going to have it, your subconscious mind will, which has 80% of the vote on your behavior, will say, well, screw you, I'm going to do it anyway. And that's why a lot of people end up giving in, but they blame themselves. And so this is what I want women to understand, is that it's not your fault. It's not that you have crappy willpower. It's that you have these subconscious blocks that can be fixed literally in, you know, 7-10 minutes. And it's permanent, and the changes are permanent.
I mean, who doesn't want permanent weight loss change? Are you with me?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Brittany. Thank you, Ashley. All right. So it's pushthefoodaway.com. You'll get Brittany's free training video. It's a great video. And then if you want to go next level with Brittany, you can get her Think and Thin tapping system at 50% off. Thank you, Brittany. Using the discount code FOODHEALS to get 50% off. So thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
This was great, Brittany.
Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com. What about your books? So you actually, it's funny. It's interesting. You don't have a cookbook, but you have kids' books. So tell me about those.
I know. I know. I really want to do a batch cooking club cookbook. It's definitely on my bucket list of something I'd love to do. The children's book, so that's a fun story of how those came about. So I am a writer by heart. My passion has always been writing. And when I had my first daughter, I was vegetarian. And I probably because I was reading to her a lot as a little baby and toddler, I started to, actually, she was a baby at this point. I started to get connected again to like my writing and picture books specifically. I love to write for kids because I feel like books played such an important role in my childhood as to helping me understand the world, to like get a, you know, preview into other worlds and things. And so I really feel like they have a lot of power and responsibility, picture books for kids and books in general for kids. So I was taking courses at UCLA while I was still doing my day job and just really, you know, for fun thinking, I'm going to write children's books, you know, naively, like, oh, I'm just going to take some courses. And I started writing and really working on my practice. And then as I was doing that, I went vegan. And, you know, a few years later, right, it was like, a few, like 3 years later. It's actually longer than that. I was real. So because Jake was 6 years between her and Gabby. So between him and Gabby. So this is a while that I was just taking courses and really getting into my practice and perfecting my craft. And when I went vegan, I had my online community that I started and was doing a lot of blogging and contributing to articles and things like that. And I thought, God, I was talking to my husband. I was like, I really wish I could find a way to bridge the gap between my vegan passion and my love for writing. But there was no like idea that was coming to me that what to write about. Now I have like, you should see the file that I have of children's picture books that after all these years that I've like all these manuscripts that I have like waiting to be published that I would love to publish. But at the time, I was really struggling. I was like, how do they, you know, how do they come together? And so I was talking this out with him, and he's been really supportive and was like, you absolutely can do that. And really wasn't giving me an idea, but just was asking me questions and getting me to think differently. So I went to bed that night kind of discouraged, but, you know, happy that he was like, you can do it, but discouraged that I just don't see it. What do you mean I can do it? Why can't I see it then? I went to bed, and that night, like in the middle of the night, I was woken up and had the idea for Not a Nugget, my first picture book. I was scribbling in the dark. I grabbed whatever piece. It was like it came into me. I can't explain it. That's never happened to me before, by the way, in my life, where I'm just like struck by inspiration like that. Started writing in the dark with whatever scribbles I could do. Woke up the next morning, and I had like the first, you know, kind of outline draft of Not a Nugget, and then put it together. And Not a Nugget is, it's nonfiction. It's a nonfiction picture book about all the animals that we eat. And it's the message is animals are our friends, not food. And as I mentioned earlier, I really believe books have a responsibility to help children, picture books specifically. And I was really fascinated with the idea that kids are really connected with animals when they're young. But then somehow as we get older, we kind of tell our kids, like, it's okay to eat the chicken, but not the dog. And it's okay to eat, you know, this, but not that, whatever it is. And I thought, why do we do that? Why kids, you know, are taught that? It's not, they innately feel connected to the animal. So I was like, if I can help them stay connected to that feeling, that would be awesome. So that's what the book does. It takes a fact about an animal. And I had so much fun researching these facts because I wanted to pick things that kids could relate to. And it kind of identified and personified, you know, the animal. So for example, pig, I love pigs. Pigs are like my spirit animal. It says each layout is like not a X, right? So not a pig, it says on one side. And then on the other side, on the other part of the spread, it shows the pig playing video games. And it says, did you know that, and I'm paraphrasing here, I can't remember the exact, but did you know that pigs can play video games just like you can with a joystick? And it shows the pig playing the video game with a joystick. So that it helps the child see themselves in the pig, you know, and hopefully they won't want to eat the pig because it's just like them, right?
Yeah, it's really making the connection as to how intelligent they are. And, you know, pigs are so loving and snuggly, just like dogs, but most people don't know that.
Yes, and so smart, just as smart as dogs, you know? I mean, it's, you know, anyway, you and I could talk forever on that subject. But so that's how the book came about. I did that book. I include at the end, I thought, you know, parents are going to have these, if I'm successful, the kids are not going to want to eat the pig anymore. And they're not going to know, they're going to tell their parents, I don't want to eat hot dogs. And the parents are going to be like, what do I do? So I did create some resources on my website, just some free resources to help parents with that. And then I have some help at the back of the book, just a few pages of like, well, here's what you can eat instead of a hot dog or whatever. So I had that one. And then I created Not a Purse, about all of the animals that we wear or use in our house, like is home goods, like, you know, rugs or sofas and things like that. And then I still have one more that I have in my head that I want to do all about the animals that we use in our cosmetics and beauty products and things. So just trying to come full circle to help, again, just help open, like you said, educate, you know, about animals and how smart they are and how they are sentient beings just like us and have feelings and thoughts and have every right to live just as much as we do. So that was the evolution of those books. And it was, you know, just something fun feeding my passion for writing. And I guess my husband was right. I did find a way to connect both passions.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And I can't wait for the third one. It sounds like a perfect trio of books. So it's Not a Nugget, Not a Purse. They're both on Amazon. And then tell us about the free planner that everyone download, free weekly meal plan.
So I have like two fun things for you. So there is a planner. I have a free weekly meal and prep planner that takes you through that process that I was talking about earlier, from planning, then mapping out your dinner prep time, then filling in your meals. So it takes you all through this. It has worksheets. It's super colorful and fun. And you can get that at batchcookingclub.com/planner. And then when you get that, then you're on my list, my email list, so that you can receive like recipe updates and all sorts of other resources and goodies. And then I also have a $1 trial for the month, for a month. So if you're interested in getting a taste, pun intended, of Batch Cooking Club, you can go to batchcookingclub.com/trial. And you can try out everything that I was talking about, the full membership for a month, and see if it would work for you and your family.
Perfect. Well, thank you for those gifts. I really appreciate that. That's so nice of you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to get to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I hope that you enjoyed that interview with Stephanie. She really does make mealtime easy, which I appreciate. So if you want to join the Batch Cooking Club and get those recipes every single week, you can go to foodhealsnation.com/batch. And here's how it works. You're going to get weekly action plans to get you to the dinner table more often with healthier food in less time, inexpensively. So there's three steps. First, you plan. You follow her simple step-by-step plan that guides you through what to cook, how to store it, and when to serve it. Then you go shopping, and Stephanie makes grocery shopping an absolute breeze. Every week, you'll receive a shopping list for all the ingredients you need to make all of the recipes in the weekly plan. Then the third step is to batch. So in just about 2 hours, you will prep everything that you need to make the recipes for the week. Awesome, right? And the membership is so affordable. Thank you, Stephanie. So you can do the essential annual membership. It's just $197, and that's going to include your weekly dinner plan with 4 recipes, your weekly meal prep plan with 4 to 6 recipes to speed up dinner prep during the week. You're going to get your weekly grocery list with the ingredients for all recipes. You're going to get weekly live Q&A calls with Stephanie, so access to her at any time. You'll also get the private Facebook member community. You'll get an ingredient substitution guide, so important, with alternatives for each ingredient in every recipe. You'll also get a recipe library with over 300 recipes and counting, and you get access to the meal plan archives. Awesome, right? Just $197 a year, or you can do 12 payments, monthly payments of $19. Okay. Then there are some additional things. You can check it all out. foodhealsnation.com/batch, B-A-T-C-H. Thanks so much, Stephanie, for everything that you do, Food Heals Nation. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will see you next time.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.